Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. If you've got a question, get a hold of us. We can help you with that. You can do that by emailing us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or you can jam your fingers in the phone and give us a call toll-free coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW. Let's go with Gail, who is listening to our show here in Boston, the Boston, Massachusetts area on WCRN 830 AM. And just so you are aware, for those who are in the Boston market, this is just the way it worked out. They will be running encore presentations of our program November through February until season 5 begins in March next year at the same time as you're listening to it now. So we thank them for that that gift to us. She had a question, a couple questions here. Holly, what are they here?
I just planted a crepe myrtle outside in somewhat of a protected area, and it is flowering and doing well. I know it's not really for my zone, but I decided I would give it a try. I understand if I take care of it with mulch and TLC, it should survive the winter.
Well, yes. Crepe myrtles can, what is it, Holly? She's in what, zone 6?
I think it was 6, yeah. And they live in about 6 to 7.
Which can be questionable because if you're in a zone 6, sometimes you get the temperature in the winter of a zone 5,
right,
which can be not so great for the plants.
So, and especially depending on where you are, Massachusetts, I'm sure there's some wind and another thing. So it's best to, what you want to do is you want to take some burlap and wrap that tree in burlap, and that's going to help give it resistance to the elements, and it should survive over the winter.
Her next question is, I have a lily of the Nile in a pot, and it is doing great. It has the most beautiful flowers, only one, and I know it's a tender perennial and will need to be taken in for the winter. Should I take it out of the pot and put it in a paper sack or in peat moss or in the cellar near the bulk, cellar near the bulkhead, or should I leave it in the pot? I know I need to water it monthly, though. Any advice? Thank you. I also have one in the garden with which I know I may have to bring in during the winter. This one did not flower, but the leaves are really green and looks healthy. What can I use on both of these to ensure that they will bud again? Thank you very much. I enjoy listening to your show.
Sure. So what you can do is you want to bring it in. You don't need to put it in a paper bag with peat moss. You just leave it in its pot. And you want to find, like, whether that be a dark corner of your basement or an indoor garage that might be possibly somewhat heated, something that's not, like, cold, super cold, but cooler.
Chilled. Something that's chilled.
Yeah. And if that's not possible, then you can always take it and leave it like in a back hallway or something. But what you want to do in regards to, yes, you do water it monthly, and that's something that you can do. excuse me, you just want to make sure it doesn't have to necessarily be monthly. It can be every 6 weeks, but just once the soil starts to look dry, you're going to give it some water.
Yeah, if you don't keep the soil of some moisture consistency, it will dry out and die.
But you don't want it to. You don't want it to be continually moist. No,
but you want some moisture to be
right
in that container. And
then you also,
even though it looks dry on top, jam your finger in the pot, because even though it may be dry the top 2 inches, and you're like, oh, I need to water, and then you've overwatered it because the bottom 6 inches is extremely moist, and that's not going to be good for the plant.
Right. So there's that. And then to get the bugs off, what you want to do, since I would just keep it as far away from your houseplants as possible. But also what you're going to do is before you bring it in, you can just inspect it for bugs and then also spray it with a hose, and that should spray all the bugs off as well.
Spray, get up underneath the leaves and blast all of that under the leaves is kind of where they like to hide. Spray the top of the leaves. If you don't want to get the soil moist, you can always cover that with a couple of paper plastic bags. But just to blast the dirt off the leaves, the eggs that could be there, the bugs. You will have some bugs that will come in through the soil, but the majority of them you'll be able to take and control that. But the leaves and that under the leaves is where a lot of them will come in. Let's go up to Yankton, South Dakota. We've got a question about trees.
Hi, my name is Jim in Parker, South Dakota, listening to you on WNAX 570, your new station, the biggest in the country. And my question, trees. We got a lot of trees we plant around our new house. Some are about 10, 12 years old. We put transplant them somewhere else. They're deciduous and evergreen. Should we fertilize them in the fall? And we've been watering them. It's been very dry here. So thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
Okay, so deciduous and evergreen. Let's define that first for people who are not familiar with that term, Holly.
Sure. So deciduous trees are trees that lose their leaves every year. So whether that be maple, oak, elm, those are all deciduous examples.
If the leaves drop, it's a deciduous.
If the leaves drop, yep, it's a deciduous tree. And then evergreen is like a pine, any sort of, I guess, needly tree, mm-hmm. and they don't drop their leaves. They don't really have leaves.
Well, we'll talk about it next week. Yeah. There's some problems that pine trees and evergreens have, but
they're not supposed to.
Right.
Really.
So fertilize now, fertilize how, fertilize in the spring. What do we do?
So you can fertilize now, but that would be for root growth. So if you fertilize now, you would try to, find a fertilizer that is meant for root growth for trees. And so it's going to have higher phosphorus in it. And so you can contact your local garden center for that. And when you fertilize, whether it be...
And phosphorus is the second number on the bag of fertilizer.
Right. And when you fertilize, whether that be now or in the spring, you fertilize about... you follow the directions on the package. So it's a liquid fertilizer.
What? You do what?
If it's a liquid fertilizer, it might tell you not to water it in. If it's a granular, it might tell you to water it in and maybe kind of cultivate the soil around it a little bit. But you typically are going to fertilize it around the ring of... around the whole entire tree and about 12 to 18 inches out from the...
Trunk.
Thank you. And then in the spring, to fertilize, you're going to get an all-purpose fertilizer, and that would be something, again, you can contact your local garden center for. And you mm-hmm. Did you have one?
No, I'm just, if you do it in the fall, if the trees, he has trees that are about 10 to 12 years old, so they probably are fairly established. If they're not established right. now, they may not be getting established.
But you can yeah, fertilize absolutely. In the fall. But you want to focus on the roots.
Right. And some people mm-hmm. will fertilize with the granular, and then they'll cover it with mulch. That way they don't have to work it in. Some fertilizers require you to work it in. If you cover it with mulch, then you don't have to do such because it's already underneath. And then as the water and the microbial life pulls it to feed the plant, then
you're good. But that's a good point, though. If you have mulch on your tree already, maybe you have some bark mulch or whatever, some sort of wood mulch, you would want to, before you freshen that mulch, you want to make sure, like in the spring, you want to fertilize.
Yeah, you want to pull that mulch completely
pull back
until you see bare soil, apply your fertilizer, then reapply, because it doesn't do no good if you're putting fertilizer on the top of 6 inches of mulch. You're really not getting the benefit that fertilizer should be providing.
But obviously, I mean, before you go and lay fresh mulch
right.
and go through all that, you know, oh, I forgot to fertilize my tree. Like, you know, think about that. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.